strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
And we're back. Hello, everyone. And good morning again. Welcome to our live feed update for July 27th. Again, I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong. With me is Liana.
Hi, Taryn. I'm here. I'm happy to be here. Send it. You know, all those sorts of things.
We had some technical difficulties before, and you know what we're going to do is we're just going to quickly just reset. Just going to start over.
Mm-hmm. Truly sending it.
And for all of you audio listeners, ignore that last part. We definitely got it right the first time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, duh. We definitely got it right. Oh, man, if only we could get a reset on the week. If only there was a twist that could help us out with that, because feeds were particularly boring today.
Right. Yes. If only, look, people in the chat, they were like, oh, Taryn's screwing it up. But you know what? You know what? I can fix things, unlike the people in the house.
Yes. Well, you know, I think those are slightly different. I don't know if that's necessarily the most apt comparison, but sure, you run with that.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 38 in the house, and we saw our nominations. We started the day with Christy and Holly, and Sis was there too.
This is there too. That's a just sort of a good tagline, I think, for the season.
Yeah. Christy is going to be pushing for Holly to nominate Sam and Nick. And of course, that is a little bit different than what Jackson wanted. But Jackson is busy being a great guy, making breakfast and not telling Holly what to do. So she is unfortunately going to be very vulnerable to the influence of Christy.
Yeah, Jackson still on the sort of like, you know, I'm not gonna tell you how you play your game. You know, if it were me, high key versus low key, like that was sort of the way that he described the game moves of like, oh, do you go straight after Sam and Nick, or do you put Nicole up as a pawn or in some sort of different situation? But yeah, you know, he's just cutting up fruit. Okay. You know, making French toast and doing those sorts of things.
All right. Well, so what we saw there was that that Sam is going to come up and campaign to Holly. Holly's going to have a few conversations, but this is nothing like Cliff's HOH where, you know, everybody gets a conversation that actually has some kind of influence on the decisions. It's mostly just that, it's Sam's going to go up there and he's going to have the most campaigny conversation. It's a long conversation. It doesn't go anywhere because he's mostly just saying, hey, you know what? It's not fair. It's not fair that I'm going on the block. I didn't do anything. It was all Nick. I didn't do any of it.
Like, okay, Sam, sure. I mean, that's not necessarily a good argument. I mean, I guess you are trying to say, look, it's all Nick, but still, if you're paired with Nick in some sort of way, you're going to go up as collateral regardless. So I'm not sure if that's necessarily what you want to go with. But I mean, I guess he tries to make a pitch.
Yes. Yes, he certainly tries. So we saw that he not fair. And he is going to say that Jess should go on the block. Jess is the person that he thinks deserves to be going on the block because it's more fair if that happens. This isn't going to go anywhere. Holly basically says Jess isn't really worth much in the game. It's not worth going after Jess. It's not going to happen, Sam. And Sam, he's going to leave with his tail tucked between his legs.
Yeah, I mean, he does try to counter argument against the whole Jess thing by saying like, well, Nick and I can help you. If Jess is useless, then, you know, she's not going to be able to win anything for you. So he definitely tries, although Holly does keep sort of using the like, well, I haven't had conversations yet. I need to see where the house is at. So, I mean, it's pretty clear from the conversation that she's going to put him up.
Mm-hmm. So Jackson, meanwhile, is going to be talking with Jack about what a great guy he is.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm like, I just volunteered to sleep downstairs because, you know, that's just better for the game. And I don't need to be up there. You know, it's that was all me. And, you know, I just I'm not going to be pushing. I'm not going to be pushing for anything. You know, she can make her own decisions. And, you know, I even made them breakfast this morning. So that's
what a gentleman.
Oh, man, they're going to be feeling good about that. And I'm just a master of the social game, really, is what I'm trying to say to you, Jack. And Jack is like, oh, Jackson, you're so good at now. I have to make the women breakfast. Oh, way to set the standard so high, bro.
I'd be here for a cook-off. That would be more entertaining than what happened on Feeds yesterday. So.
Yeah.
They're such gentlemen.
Such gentlemen. Jackson is going to hint towards some anti-Christie sentiment that he feels like that she is pushing very hard toward her own agenda this week. He is going to, I think, continue to be broaching this subject with Jack. I think that that Jack is the person that Jackson is going to ruin his game with because he trusts him too much with this anti-Christie stuff. And as we all know, Jack would easily choose Christie over Jack or Jackson.
Yeah. Mickey, thank
honestly,
you, Ian.
Honestly, it's the same. Jack would also choose Christie over Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think even from the get-go, they were like, okay, from the outset, like, we're going to be this bro alliance, but then, you know, secretly, we actually have more faith in other people in the house. We actually trust other people in the house more. And so now we're just sort of starting to see, like, oh, okay, when this actually comes to a head, there are going to be ramifications for the fact that they don't trust each other as much as maybe they think they trust each other. And it's coming from both sides. So it's actually kind of interesting because I absolutely think it's going to fracture in the four and the two when the six does fracture with Holly and Jackson and then Jack, Sis, if she counts, and Christie and Tommy on the other side. And so it's really interesting to see these conversations happening sort of between Jack and Jackson, because I think it's setting us up for what's going to happen in future weeks.
Yes, yes, for sure. Holly is going to talk to Jackson, and Jackson is going to mention this anti-Christie stuff to Holly. Like, ah, man, she's been pushing to get the underlying sentiment here with Jackson is that he wanted to sleep up in Holly's bed. He wanted to tell her what to do, but like it wasn't happening, and he's smart enough to realize that he shouldn't keep pushing, but he is going to be passive aggressive about it. Like, oh, I'm not pushing. Oh, you're doing this. You're making this move. You're making this move. I mean, I guess so. I mean, that's what Christie wants, and I know that she's pushing really hard. I mean, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, he's taking out all his anger on the poor fruit in the house. Just like going to town, chopping everything up. So at least he has that as his coping mechanism. And that and the passive aggression. Like, I think those two things combination are like Jackson's MO this week.
So he mentions that Holly makes sure to let him know as well that, hey, you know, your mother raised you right because you made us breakfast. And Jackson was like, oh, yes, you got that, cameras. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mom raised me right. I made you breakfast. I'm such a great guy.
If only that were the bar of just if you are capable of making someone breakfast in the morning, that counts as being raised right. I think that's it. I think that's the only criteria.
Jack is upset that that's the bar. It's too high.
It's so high. I mean, that's pretty much impossible. I mean, the criteria, getting into the good place is really tough, and making your people breakfast in the morning, very tough. So it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Holly really means this. So she's talking to Sis about it, and they're all just like, oh, yeah, he's just such a great guy and making us breakfast, you know, and it's such a great move by Jackson. Tommy and Christie are going to get poison ivied.
Is that the appropriate term?
I believe so. I believe that's the official term.
Yeah, they got poison ivied.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We, you know, Sis maybe could help us out. She had a fun adventure with words today. And not knowing what a noun was and an adjective. So, and we play a lot of Mad Libs on the B&B, and it was just thinking about having her come in, you know, be like, oh, we need a verb. Ivy. No, that's a noun, Sis. But anyway, yes. So they got poison ivied, which apparently consists of like the knockoff costumes from the Adam and Eve twist from BB16. So they have to wear like green bikinis with haphazardly stuck on ivy, like fake plastic ivy leaves. And then they are covered in a rash, like a painted on red rash. And I guess they can't shower because that would take the rash off. Because it's paint. That's what I understand.
Right. So yeah, it's strange. It's, you know, when you look at them, it looks like just a regular, you know, whatever costume. But they do have to change into like pajamas later in the night, and that's when I would like look at Tommy and be like, oh my god. Oh right, it's just.
Whoever did the paint job did a really, really good job, because I was watching Nick and Christy having a conversation later, and Christy's like laying in the bed, and every once in a while I'd be like, because I could only really see her face because she had the covers up. I was like, oh my god. Oh, no, wait, it's just paint. She didn't actually get a rash all over her body. Although in this house, that would not be uncommon, I believe.
Yes. They also talked about not being able to go outside.
So I was unclear if they can't go outside or if it was just because the backyard was closed and so they can't go outside because of that. I'm not sure.
I wasn't entirely sure. They were like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to go outside until, you know, whatever day. And then they were like, well, but we're not gonna have the backyard until whatever day. And so, yeah, I was like, yeah.
And I think it lasts for what, 4 days? I think they have to do this. Yes. Like, it's not the whole week.
Yeah. I think they said Tuesday. I think that's the day they said. Okay. So.
Cool. Yeah. Cool, bro. Cool story. Send it.
So they are poison ivied, and it looks a little gross at times. But otherwise, it's totally fine. They mentioned it before. They mentioned it also, like, it's not like you can't eat. You're not chained together. You can move around the house freely. You just can't go outside, maybe. They have to carry around like a blanket, or at least I'm pretty sure that was the thing. That's what they said to Tommy.
Well, they said that they have. OK, so they were talking about how they have blankets. But then it was like unclear if they always had to have them all the time, because Christy was like chopping food in the kitchen for a while and didn't have her blanket.
Yeah, I feel like Christy never had her blanket, and Tommy always has a blanket regardless. So I feel like Tommy was just like, oh, yeah, they're making me carry the blanket.
Definitely part of the punishment for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well. Holly is going to have a conversation up in the HOH room with Christy, Sis, and Kat. And they're talking about how that Holly needs to put up both Nick and Sam so that they don't have the opportunity to win the veto and take the other off, so that one of them will definitely go home. And in this conversation, Kat is going to start one of the main things that she's doing throughout the day, which is just throwing Nicole under every possible, conceivable bus possible, like just reaching for anything to throw Nicole under the bus. I don't know where this came from, but she is really trying to get them to target Nicole.
Yeah. So this was, again, the outsiders throwing the outsiders under buses. And for some reason, Kat chose to go after Nicole today. So that's what we're going with. It was sort of very bizarre because I wasn't quite sure. I mean, it's clearly game plan. Like it's her game plan, but I'm not entirely sure what she's trying to accomplish. I mean, I guess like just make sure that Nicole doesn't get too close to the six. I guess that has to be it. I mean, she's probably seeing, Sam and Nick are on the outside. So, and Jess won't get close, but Cliff maybe would be her other competition. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure, but she was very adamant about doing this the entire day.
Yeah, you know, she's and this is an unfortunate comparison because I was enjoying her just yesterday with the Jackson stuff. But she's really, this whole situation, this whole week is reminding me of the Nick and Bella HOH week, right? Where the rest of six shooters are now acting. Hey, guys, we need to be cool. when they're
we're
in
all
power.
Friends.
And they're taking a shot at the other people for the rest of the six shooters who are talking about potentially taking a shot at them soon. And Kat's starting to remind me of Bella. This game she's playing, and we'll get to why even more later, but there's some really strange decision making from Kat, and it starts with this conversation where she's really just throwing Nicole under the bus for no conceivable reason. Just like, hey, I heard that from Jess that Nicole told Jess that Holly and Jackson, you guys were trying to come directly to her and flip the vote last week.
Yeah, it was just a lot of info. Like, wait, why are you saying all of these things? Like, that's what I'm trying to say. It was, if it's part of our strategy, because like, okay, I get it to throw Nicole under the bus as like maybe one of the other pawns. Like, again, you want to put yourself closer to the six, but like you're saying, all of the things that she was divulging, very odd.
Exactly. And the rest of the group was like, that doesn't really make any sense. Why would she say that? Like, what's going on there? They didn't really buy it. Holly was a little bit annoyed, but mostly at Bella. They blamed Bella for putting this idea into, I guess, Nicole's head. And so this one didn't really go anywhere with the rest of the group. And so after she attempts to throw Nicole under the bus, she goes, all right, well, I have another idea. Maybe this is a bad idea, but I was thinking if one of Nick or Sam comes off the block, you can put me up on the block.
I love it when people volunteer as pawns. I mean, she said she's doing it for airtime though, right?
Yeah. You know,
so, that'll get her some more DRs.
She'll get to cry, and she said America will love it. So maybe I don't know.
Yeah. So usually, you know, when I'm thinking about why house guests are making certain decisions, I try to like get inside their mind. Like, what are they thinking? Why are they choosing to do these types of things? And so I think if I have to understand, like, Kat is there to make good TV, I'm not mad at it. And that seems to be what motivates her decision, especially this volunteering to go up as a pawn.
Yeah. So she's volunteering to go on, so she volunteers. She says, I'm willing to go up on the block if somebody comes down. And this is a great idea because it will hide my relationship with Holly, she says to the other people in the room. And they're like, that is a good idea, Kat. That's a great idea. Why don't you go on the block? That would hide your relationship with Holly and you can cry and get airtime. And Kat just immediately turns around and she's like, but you guys won't vote me out, right?
You bitches conspiring against me.
I mean, you're not gonna, I mean, just because you wouldn't vote me. Yeah. And they're like, no, of course not. You'd be totally fine. She'd be like, I'd be totally, no, but you wouldn't vote me out, right?
But she would be totally fine. So it's fine.
What are you doing?
This is emergent gameplay, I think. This might be the new strategy.
Because, like, if you try to read this in the most generous way possible, it's like the extreme version of like trying to play up that she's a team player, I guess, and get and win more of their trust, but like in a really terrible way. But by immediately then like doubting them that they'd vote to keep you, it really, I feel like, starts to negate any potential benefit of volunteering in the first place. And the hiding your relationship thing is also worthless when you tell other people about it.
Well, and so then what is also confusing on top of this is because I thought she was throwing Nicole under the bus so that Nicole will go up.
Right.
And so then Kat goes ahead and volunteers. It's like, then what's the point of throwing Nicole under the bus? Are you setting up Nicole as a target for next week? Like, what is going on?
I know. And like, very odd. There's genuine tension within the six. They're going to turn on each other. If you turn them against Nicole, then they're not going to turn against each other. She's actively undoing the work that other people are doing to open the game up for people like her.
She's just here to make good TV, Taryn. She's cry. America's
the worst
gonna love
TV.
It.
She's ruining the season every single week. She's ruined the season, and now she's going to do it even more.
Oh my God. What I would love is if production announced Kat was actually a twist in the game, and then Taryn can get all up in arms about how it's always twist. See, Kat's ruining the season, and she was a twist.
Oh boy. So Nick and Sam are going to be nominated for eviction. And
spoiler.
Nick is he's taking it about as well as I guess he possibly could as Nick. He does go to Kat after the nominations and he says, "Hey, Kat, I know you knew about the vote flip last week, and I know that the Six wanted you to pretend that you didn't know. Oh, that's fine. I don't care. Just letting you know that I know."
Kat denies it.
What? No.
I didn't. What? Yes, of course. Which I'm not sure what Nick is trying to accomplish with this conversation.
Nick just, I think a lot of people learned from Bella when she was there. She was a mentor to a lot of people.
Talk about bad mentors. I don't think that Bella is necessarily, you don't want to emulate her game necessarily. I mean, she's come out of the house. She's recognized some of the things that she's done, which has been good to see. But at least when you're in the house, you sort of caught up in all of this. Yes, it seems like some of her behavior, got stuck in the house when she was evicted.
Mm. So this is just going to be another thing that, that sets Kat on the paranoia spiral. Nick is also going to talk with Sam. They talk a few times throughout the day. Obviously, they mostly talk with each other. And they're often talking about like, "Oh, this sucks. Well, how do we get out of this? One of us not go on the block. Oh, too late for that now." Nick says that he does have hope that if one of them goes next week or this week, then the following weeks, they won't be targeted, because that's what Tommy is telling them. Like, "Hey, if one of you goes, then the other one, we can bring you in." That's what Tommy always is going to be saying. So they have hope that that is the case. Sam talks about wanting to pick potentially Cliff for the veto or something along those lines. They both kind of want to pick Cliff for the veto. They feel like if they can get Cliff to promise them that he would use it on them, then he will, because he's a man of his word, that Cliff.
Oh, see, he's a man of his word. That move maybe did some good last week. So, I mean, a lot of the Sam Nick conversations were about, "Oh, if I get to pick someone in the veto, who am I going to pick?" Cliff seems to be the person. I mean, he's won competitions, and if he's a man of his word, and he'll take you off the block. But there's also conversation about like feeling beholden, like, "Oh, if you get picked and you win veto, like, are you required then to take that person off the block?" So there was some like ethical conversations about like whether or not you were obliged to do that, which may factor into this. Cliff seems to be the person that Sam would want to pick. If not, Jess was talked about as someone who they would pick because they can beat her. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and I'm still seeing a ton of people saying that that Cliff still made a terrible move last week. I do just want to quickly point out that if Cliff had gone back on his word and put Holly up on the block like he wanted to and Jack went home, then Cliff is the target this week and he's almost definitely going home, for one. Two, he is now a man of his word. A lot of people are talking about working with him in the Six, both sides of the Six, talking about using him to take shots at the other side of the Six. And Christy having her power, it wouldn't even surprise me if next week, when it's her last week to use the power, she used it to take a shot at Jackson. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson and Holly had a conversation about like, "Oh, we need to, you know, continue to build our relationship with Cliff." And so it's clearly coming from both sides. It's not just the deal that Christy made, sort of that side of the Six. You also have Holly and Jackson knowing that they want to build a relationship with Cliff and use Cliff and keep him in the house. So, yeah, I mean, he's off everyone's radar for this week.
Mm-hmm. So. Nick, Sam is also going to be talking about like, "Hey, I would rather have you come down, Nick, because if you come down and Jess goes up, then I have a better chance of staying next to—" Sam continues to not understand that he's not on the block because guilty by association. He's like, is it just guilty by association? Is that all it is? I don't understand. No, Sam. It's because you won two vetoes when you didn't have to. That's why you're on the block. That's why you're going home, man. Like, that's the problem. You are a threat to people's games. It is not a system of like golden stickers and demerits where you get sent to timeout when you do a bad thing. And if you're friends with bad people who do bad things, then you also get sent to timeout. That's not how it works, Sam.
If only. Well, because it then became clear that like Sam's pitch to Holly about not going on the block about like, oh, I'm not, it wasn't me. Like it was Nick. This was definitely all Nick. It's not just a pitch. Like he genuinely believes it. And so then he thinks why he was nominated is because it must just be guilty by association. Like I'm definitely staying. Nick is definitely the target. Like in this conversation, he talks about throwing the veto to Nick so Nick can pull himself off. So Sam doesn't really have an understanding of how this week may play out.
Yeah. So Sam is going to continue to have that attitude. He's very defeated. He even mentions that in the veto, if there is an option to win money, he's like, I'm going to just take the option to win money because I'm not going to win this game. So I might as well take some money, go home to see my kids. He's talking about, he's talking about going home. He's a little bit out of it here.
I mean, he was like, yeah, my game is over. I mean, like, I'm pretty much screwed anyway. So, yeah, I should go for the money. Also, I think because he thinks he would stay over, over other people potentially. So yeah, but I mean, he seems very resigned to being able to go home and see his kids. And I mean, then Nick even talks about like, well, I can see Bella on the outside. So these two definitely have a little bit of a defeatist attitude.
Yes. Nick is going to have a long conversation with Christy about what he did wrong and why did you guys turn on me and all of this stuff. And Christy is going to gleefully point out that that he's the one that messed up, and he's like, so one mistake and I'm out just like that. And she's like, one screw up in Big Brother, in this game, it's more than just one screw up, it's everything.
Ugh, this conversation was brutal to watch.
And Christy's later going to talk about it like, I'm so glad I got to say these things to Nick. I'm so glad that I got to tell him that he ruined his game for his girlfriend. I'm so glad that I got to tell him that it would all the way back to day four when Nick, when Bella pierced her nose ring, pierced her nose with me. Christy, I hope you don't have a days competition coming up anytime soon, because that was definitely not day four. I'm so glad I got to tell him that he screwed himself with the move that he made. Blah, 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 blah. It's brutal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just talk about screwing himself, especially now that Bella's gone. Sorry. Okay. So the other thing that came out of this conversation was just a lot of rehashing. So going back to all the way back to day four, it was so boring. I was so bored. The feeds were so boring yesterday. So if you didn't watch, you didn't miss much.
Yeah. Well, you missed Kat being frustrated.
Kat being crazy. Yeah, I think that was the thing that probably was most exciting. That, and I guess seeing the punishment, and every once in a while watching Tommy like walk into the room and being like, oh. Because Tommy had rashes all over his. Oh, wait, they're not real. Yeah. Right.
Jackson is going to talk some more with Holly. They also have a late night, various late night sessions, actually. But they have a nice little bath prepared for themselves later in the night. So they have a few conversations. But in particular, Holly is going to let Jackson know that Kat volunteered to be a pawn if somebody comes down. Great. Holly's like, you know that Kat. I think we can trust her. And Jackson's like, yeah.
Yeah, a crazy cat. Holly's trying. Jackson's not biting.
Yeah. They also talk about how they are at the bottom of the six, and that if it comes down to six, it will be four against two. And you know what? That's not good for them. And so they don't want to go down to six. That's not what they want. They want to make a move earlier than the six, but not too early. And again, this is exactly the it's like they don't even realize that they have possessed the spirit of Nick and Bella in week two or whatever it was. I'm going to fail a day's test too, apparently. And they are having the exact same conversations. Well, we can't go down to eight. We're going to have to take a shot, but not too early. This is too early. And so they want to continue to build their relationship with Cliff in particular, with Kat, in particular, and also with Jess. That those are the people that they can use to, start, you know, pulling them in and taking a shot at the other side, so that they can improve their odds.
Yeah, and what was interesting was there was one notable notable exception to the list of the outsiders, which was Nicole.
Yeah.
And I think part of that has to do with maybe Kat doing her pitch.
Very much so.
But then also, I mean, it was just like, oh yeah, we just don't like Nicole's energy or something like that. Like very like vague things that they didn't like about Nicole. And it seems like she is definitely on the outs and might be in trouble. Although to be fair, I think that the four might turn potentially before Nicole is in trouble. I'm not sure, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I would expect that if Christy has the opportunity, honestly, as early as next week with Sam or Nick gone, then she might decide to take the shot. She has more options and she feels more comfortable than Jackson and Holly do to make that move. Unfortunately, especially with Kat in the mix, not allowing Holly and Jackson to feel comfortable with Nicole, then they feel a little bit less comfortable because leaving Nicole in the game is not as good for them. So they need to take out more people before they're willing to take the shot. But Christy feels a lot more comfortable. And so I think she's a lot more willing to take the shot. But yes, Nicole very much left out on this sort of thing. Jess is there because she, as Holly mentioned, she's a few different people mentioned that Jess is a great person to bring to the final three, to the final two, like right in front of each other in this six person alliance. Like, no, shouldn't she be gone at final seven? At least.
Right. If this is truly the final six, then she wouldn't make it to final two or final three.
Yeah.
Don't say these things out loud.
Yes. Whatever. So you know, there's at least that for Jess. People are starting to pick up that maybe she's an endgame pawn, but still very few people willing or capable of bringing her in particular all the way down to the end with, again, Sis there as the more palatable option. Shouldn't be the case. So Nicole left out on this plan. I do think largely because Kat is working very hard to make sure that Holly does not feel comfortable with Kat, and it's not with Nicole. It's not really working with the rest of Six Shooters, the throwing Nicole under the bus, but it is working with Holly. So that's important to note. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Cliff is going to talk with Nicole and Jess, and they're going to talk about using about the veto, and, you know, hey, probably best for us if the veto is not used, because one of us is coming on the block if it is. And he's like, well, and hopefully we're not asked to it, because that would put us in a tricky spot. This leads us to the whole situation that you were mentioning before, where this leads to Jess asking Sis, of all people, like, hey, you're the smart, like, moral person in the house. If you were asked to compete in the veto on behalf of somebody, they chose you, are you then obligated to use the veto on them? I'm just not sure how this works, what the etiquette is. What do you think, Sis?
Yeah, get a Sis of all the people you could ask. Moral philosophy professor, Sis, right here to answer. Get your Kant books out. We're ready to go for it. So that was fun. And
Sis, if you're on a trolley and you have to decide which track to go, Sis would just be like, screw them. Screw them. Don't care.
You'd be like, wait, is a trolley an adjective or a noun? Because I'm not
How
sure.
How do you spell that? T-R-O-L-L-I-Y-E?
E-E-E. There's just a bunch of E's at the end. Yes. So this is a very interesting conversation between two very interesting people. Two pawns of the house, like final three goats.
Yeah. So Nick is going to ask Cliff to use the veto on him if he chooses him, which, of course, sends Cliff over to Holly. He tells Nick that, hey, you know, I would like to, but, you know, I can't go against the HOH's wishes. I have to check in and see what Holly thinks. So he goes to Holly and he says, hey, look, Nick asked me if I would use the veto on him. He wants me to promise. And as you know, my word is good. And so if I promise, then I'd have to do it. I just wanted to get input from you first because, you know, it's your HOH and I don't want to be messing around with that. And Holly actually says, you know what? I'm not sure. I have to think about this. She does not give him a definitive answer quite yet. And I think part of that is that all of this anti-Nicole stuff has her maybe thinking about going in a different direction this week. I think that's possible, but also I think she's just a little bit reluctant to say that she doesn't want him to use the veto because that would give away their hand that Nick that she really wants one of Nick or Sam to go home. And she's really trying to put it into Nick and Sam's heads that she's not super against her, that it's the other people that are super against them, and that in particular Jackson really wants to work with them, and Jackson is going to be working on Nick as well as this sort of like, hey, we can still work together after this. There are shots that need to be taken, and this is again them thinking that they're on the bottom of the six, which they are, and trying to gather a little bit of an army to try and take some shots at the other side.
Right. And Holly even says, like, when she's talking to Sam and Nick, oh, well, I need to talk. It's about what the house wants. I need to talk to the house, putting it on the house. And then I think Jackson, when he like hugged Sam or Nick after the ceremony, we didn't actually get to see it, but I heard them talking about it on feeds. Jackson's like, oh, I didn't get a chance to talk to her, bro, or something like that. Like trying to build the relationship between like Jackson still trying to like keep the relationship with whichever one stays to try to use them for their army in the upcoming civil war that might be happening. So they're kind of leaving it ambiguous in terms of like, oh, we don't really know, but it's the house. But I mean, honestly, you should just say like, don't use it. Just be straight about it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So the have-nots are going to be doled out. It's going to be given to the first three to fall from the HOH competition, and those three are Jess, Nicole, and Sam.
Yep. Surprise, surprise. I will say, Sam falling in the HOH competition, that better be on the episode, because he's just laying completely planar, like completely flat. And
how did this happen?
How did I get in this predicament? And then he just falls completely straight down. It was so funny.
At least he wasn't falling into any puddles of any sort.
That's right. Exactly. Someone else had to deal with that. That was insane. I couldn't believe it. It's like, is Jackson peeing? And they could like see the like dark spot where he's like wetting his pants. Like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm watching this right now.
I still haven't actually watched the clip, but I'm sure I'm gonna see it on the show.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think they will? They've been a little OTT, so yeah. I think like people will be taught.
I mean, they didn't show everything from the pressure cooker, but they showed that people were going to the bathroom in there. So
yeah, okay.
Granted, that was, you know, like 15 years ago.
Maybe some different editors this time. But yeah, we'll see. Ugh, they're so gross. But yeah, Sam falling was funny. Ugh, send it. I like Sam. I really want him to stay. Nick can go.
Yeah, well, I just need him to get his head in the game. But I've been saying that for like a month and a half. So
yeah, I don't think that that's possible. Yeah. I mean, maybe, but I doubt it.
Yeah. Kat is going to go to Holly again. And if you were not already annoyed with her activities during the day, oh boy. She says, first of all, hey, Nick knows that I knew about the vote. and that you guys wanted me to pretend that I didn't. And Holly's pissed. She's like, what? Why can nobody keep their mouth shut in this game? Kat says she assumes that it must have been Tommy who told Nicole. And it was definitely then Nicole that told Nick. And so it's all Nicole's fault. We can't trust Nicole. And Holly is pissed. She's like, oh my God, I almost put her on the block today and I didn't. And Kat's like, Hey, look, I don't think she has y'all's backs. That's all I'm saying.
Just throwing that out there, which is so funny because in this conversation, they talk about Tommy is involved in this as well. And yet he is completely blameless in this situation. Like, it's just Nicole. It is all Nicole's fault. Oh, my gosh. She's not trustworthy. I don't know if you can trust her.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't have y'all's backs. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. She doesn't have y'all's backs. That's all I'm saying. Also, I volunteer to go up on the block.
Yes. So, and also, wait, have I told you this other thing? This is hilarious. So I'm actually in an alliance called Cliff's Angels, and it consists of myself, Cliff, Nicole, and Jess. Just wanted to let you know. Throw that out there.
Yeah, much to Cliff's chagrin, the Cliff's Angels name stuck in me telling Holly about this. So I'm sure he won't be happy about that. Although he'll probably be more upset that Kat told Holly about the alliance. Although, come on, like, did we really think that that was actually going to amount to anything?
No, but it was a huge, it's like the vent in the Death Star. It's really bad to just have out there, because this is the thing that could prevent the six from targeting each other, is realizing that the outsiders can gather together and are capable and willing to do that. If this gets out, it ruins everything.
I mean, yeah, this is showing there's an insurgence that's happening. We need to band together, the six, right? And stick together, because the outsiders now could have power. When they seem like they're really scrambling, they're much less of a threat. And then the two sides can target each other. Mm-hmm. So, not sure what Kat's motivation is here. Unless she's trying to think like, I'm in so good with the six, I'll definitely be the seventh. Let's get rid of all the outsiders. And then I'll be part of this war. I don't know. I'm not sure.
This is why I said, like, this is seriously reminding me of Bella, because this is almost exactly what Bella did with the Black Widows, where she was maybe not the person that named it, but Kat was the person that came up with this alliance, that named it and then outed it to Holly, because she thinks that Holly is loyal to her because of their outside game connection. But it's just not the case. Holly is more loyal to Jackson, and Holly hasn't told Jackson about this yet. But you'd better believe that Holly is choosing Jackson over Kat any day of the week. And I think that Holly just feels like it's fine to, throw her lot in with Holly, and she doesn't need any of the outsiders because Kat is not bottom feeder. And that I was starting to feel good about her game, because she was starting to be set up in a decent place, and I just still didn't have faith in her game abilities per se, but she was doing things that I was enjoying, and I felt like things were moving in a good direction for her because she had the connection to Holly, and she didn't need to rely on it, but she had it. She also has a connection to Christy, so that's both sides of the six. And she has a group forming that is willing to work with her outside of all of this. So when the two sides come together, she can direct that group toward something, and then have connections on all three ends of the spectrum and be fine. But the more she rats her own game out, she's anti-Nicole, she's ratting out the Cliff's Angels, and putting all of her faith into Holly, who, again, she thinks she can trust Kat, yes, but she wants Jackson, and Jackson doesn't like Kat. And when Holly finds out that Kat has also been trying to get Jackson out, Holly's going to be like, you know what? You're more of a detriment to my game than a benefit, and I don't want you here anymore. Like, this is, it's just, it's a huge mess, and I don't know what she's thinking.
Yeah. I mean, in doing the like rankings and ratings of the players, I loved the position that Kat was in for the reasons that you mentioned. Yeah. But then the fact that she's it's so bad, these choices, because I'm feeling worse and worse, because not only is she ruining her position in the game, but then is also just like creating more drama and more problems and re-solidifying the six if this ends up, like becoming a real situation. So it doesn't really make sense. I'm not entirely sure what she's thinking. That's why she's just here for good TV, I guess. Although why throwing Nicole under the bus is good TV, I'm not sure about that. It's really difficult to understand what's going on.
Her brain. You better believe that if next week Christy decides this is the time to take a shot at Jackson, Holly's whipping out that information. She's saying, you can't do this. There is an alliance called Cliff's Angels that will come for us if we turn on each other. And like Kat's going to go down with that ship. You know, like Kat didn't tell Christy this. She only told Holly this. So Kat is going to be exposed as somebody playing all sides. In that moment, she'll probably be in more trouble than even Cliff will. Like, I don't understand the logic. I don't understand why she's volunteering to go on the block and then not trusting them to vote to keep her. I don't understand any of it. I know that she says that she's there for followers, and you know what? We're talking about her a lot, so maybe she's winning. I don't know.
See? Aha! She gets what she wants. Although, to be fair, as much as people talk and how no secrets exist on this season, Kat will probably tell Chris. Like, I can see Kat telling Christy in the next like day or two about the Cliff's Angels thing, too. So that might come out sooner rather than later. Well, might not end up blowing up.
She is taking after Bella, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, all right. So, in the meantime, Christy, Jaxis, and Tommy are going to be talking about what happened earlier in the day when Kat told them about Nicole. And they talk about Nicole. The Kat's anti-Nicole rhetoric did not work on them. They're like, you know what? Nicole was just scared that the vote was going to flip. She was petrified. I caught her crying a few times because she is so scared that somebody was going to cast a rogue vote and blame it on her again. And I think that's the only reason why she was talking so much last week. She was just worried about that rogue vote and that the vote would flip and all of that stuff. We don't need to worry about Nicole. But Sis in particular wants to bring up Sis. Sis is really not into Holly anymore. Sis is like, but I don't know, guys. Did she seem weird when she was denying that she was in part of the vote flip? It seemed weird. And Christy was like, yeah, it did. It did seem weird. And Tommy goes, she admitted it. She admitted that, like, she was like, oh, yeah, Bella brought up some interesting points. It's like, what interesting points? And so they start talking about Holly and how they really were considering this this vote flip last week. Again, it's the same thing that got Nick and Bella in trouble. They were considering a vote flip with Kemi, and they weren't really considering it. They were mostly messing with Kemi. And that's exactly the same thing of Jackson and Holly, where they were considering the vote flip for last week. They weren't really considering it, but they were kind of just messing with Bella. And now they're getting in trouble for it. It's the same story over and over, and they don't recognize it. Christy's going to start talking even more about some anti-Jackson rhetoric and how they, you know, he's a hothead and they can't really trust him. And, you know, something might need to be done.
Yeah, and the fact that Jackson has, like, he's got a big ego and he wouldn't want to be on the bottom. Yeah. And so they're, like, aware that that's how Jackson thinks, that's how Jackson behaves. So if he does find out, like, and is able to understand that he is on the bottom, like, he's not going to respond well to that. That then plus, like, the fact that Holly, you know, potentially was considering flipping the votes when talking to Bella. You know, those two things together, it puts a target on both of their backs, because they are just, like you said, just like Nick and Bella, it's coming up more and more that they would be the ones that would flip on the floor. And so, well, might be time to target them sooner rather than later. But obviously they can't do it this week. So it's like, okay, let's just save this information for later. Let's remember that all of this happened. And then, you know, we'll let this week play out and deal with it in the coming weeks.
Yes. And Tommy in particular is very much like, guys,
yeah,
put a pin in this one. There's a current HOH and we can't do anything about this right now. I think that Tommy says to Holly, hey, I'm not the same as Christy. I'm not worried about the boys. I'm not worried about that stuff. I want to keep us together. I don't know how real that is, because certainly Tommy is somebody that likes to keep things stable because that's good for his game. But at the same time, he very much plays into Christy's anti-Jackson rhetoric. And he seems to be somebody that's like, yeah, I hear you guys, but let's calm it for now. I don't know if that's his tactic to keep them calm for now and then hope that he can make them even more calm later, or if he's genuinely just playing Holly and making her feel comfortable that he doesn't want to do anything and is trying to be like, guys, we need to continue to play calm, and then we will make a move. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think part of it is that Tommy is just keeping his options open and doesn't want to necessarily commit to anything. So by doing both, then, you know, he can pick and choose depending on the way that things go. But yeah, I mean, definitely we're not seeing a situation this week where Christy would like use her power to backdoor Jackson somehow. Like, that's definitely not going to happen. It's going to be one of Sam or Nick going this week. And we'll just have to see how the veto shakes out. But yeah, the flip will have to wait for later.
Yes. And so, you know, I do think that if, we know whichever one of them leaves, Sam or Nick, if that person leaves and then the one that remains doesn't start like talking crap about Christy all over the place, if they are like, hey, Christy, I'm willing to play ball with you, I could see a move being made next week, either with the power or without it, because this is starting to really build up heat. And I think that, you know, we've seen it before that Christy loves to take the shot long before the other people can consider doing it. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah. And I think also a little bit is like getting antsy, getting bored, like wanting to shake things up. And so all of this tension just sort of building and building. And you know, this is almost feels like the calm before the storm.
Yes. I think we just have to get, this is going to be a relatively simple week. I think we have to get through it to get to some potentially good stuff in the future, because there are a lot of things building beneath the surface that can't come to light because of who's in power right now.
Yeah. And in the meantime, we have Kat doing some really crazy fun things. And so that'll just have to hold us over.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Liana?
I don't think so. The stock room. Yes. So the stock room was overflowing with food, which I just have to mention. And Jess even walks in and says something about like, there's more food now than there was when there were 16 of us.
Yeah.
I think that is a funny thing of note.
Check out the screenshot. Because it's been posted around for a while of the storage room. It looks Photoshopped.
Yes, it does look Photoshopped. I thought it was at first. I was like, oh, that's so funny. Ha ha. They added a bunch of watermelons and fruit. I was like, oh, wait, that's real.
Yeah. Also, we glossed over when the have-nots were announced that Jackson had some sage advice for the new have-nots.
Oh my god, he was also talking about how he like is like, I haven't eaten in 7 days.
you don't want to make a mistake and take a bite of something and then all of a sudden you're put on the block because you accidentally took a bite of something, because that's how it works, guys.
Yeah, they're talking about the penalty noms and things like that. It's like, huh, I think Jackson got a talking to in the DR.
Oh boy. He's back to his old habits now. He's
back to normal.
He was also just like, this stuff, it'll make you gain weight, all the sugar stuff. And somebody was like, all the sugar? They were like, they showed a clip of Jackson having his slop with like a pound of brown sugar in it. Like,
yeah,
you put that sugar in there, bro.
But he's just such a gentleman, Taryn. How can you besmirch him saying these things? What a gentleman.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. I once again apologize for the technical difficulties that definitely didn't happen if you're listening after the fact. And you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can find Liana at Liana Boris. Anything else, Liana?
No, I think that's it.
Any other B&Bs coming up?
So B&B is taking a week or two hiatus, and We will be back, definitely, to talk about all the craziness. If you are a Survivor fan, check out Australian Survivor is back. I did a cast preview with Shannon Gates, but the first two episodes are out, and she did a podcast with Stephen Fishback, actually, to recap those two episodes. So check that out as well.
There you go. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Looking to be streaming even more. So make sure you go there, you follow, so you can be notified when that happens. And of course, tomorrow morning, I'll be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, we will be live to recap the HOH competition, which should be fun.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of gold there, I hope.
Gold. Yeah.
Yeah.
See what you did there.
Yeah, nice. Nailed it. Send it.
And then you can, of course, send yourself to Monday nights when we have the next roundtable, which should be fun. It will be without Derek, but also that means probably not 3.5 hours. So give and take.
Yeah, you know, pluses, minuses. Yeah. It's okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. I'll see you next time.